Well, this morning we're going to visit with Randy Moss. Randy is with the Atlantic Alzheimer's, and they're going to have a benefit to this evening at Pizza Ranch to help to support that effort. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for
coming.
And
thank
you
for having me out.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for coming by. I know you've been involved in the Alzheimer's effort here locally for the last few years. That goes back to circumstances in your family.
I lost my mother to it, and I was fighting that for 2 years before that. And I've been involved with Alzheimer's for the past 6 years now, and I will keep fighting till the fight is won.
It's not an easy fight. You raise money. We're not doctors. We can't solve the problem,
no.
But we can help along the way.
We raise money, and all money stays within the state of Iowa. 80% of every dollar raised goes towards research. Mm-hmm. 10% goes for fundraising, and 10% goes to the office expense. We're one of the highest ones that rated ones that put the money towards research, mm-hmm. and not in the pockets of the CEOs.
Sure, sure. Now, I know in some other instances, like, well, soon we have the Relay for Life coming up. And there are efforts there where what they do, you know, some of that is meant toward education, trying to inform people, educate them about what's going on.
Yes.
Is some of that used toward that too?
This is used for education and research. This is what I do, is education.
Sure.
And I have flyers out that will be out in the community, and they will be out at the walk. This is the first year I've not done a golf tournament, because there's getting too many golf tournaments out there, Jim. I'm doing three events this year. The first one is a Pizza Ranch. I'm doing a tip night, mm-hmm. on June 14th. Tonight.
Yeah, it's coming up tonight.
At between 5 and 8. Now, you can come in and buy a pizza and take it home with you, and 10% of any pizza bought, Atlantic Alzheimer gets, plus any other tips you want to leave. Then you guys get to put me to work cleaning off your tables.
Do you have some other helpers working out
there? I got some other helpers that's coming in to help me out. The second event will be on July 14th. Mm-hmm. Since we have such a beautiful lake now out here at Shellburg's and a nice flat track, everybody can walk this track. I'm asking for sponsors for that walk. Anybody can come out and walk it, kids, adults, anyone. The Cub Scouts is coming out, the Boy Scouts is coming out. I'm hopefully going to have the Hawks airplanes, model airplanes, come out, mm-hmm. and demonstrate what they do, give them advertisement also when they're out there. The third event will be up to the Danish countryside, Vines and Wines. He has a big old barn. He's turned the upstairs of that barn into a concert hall. He says, I will do a tip night for you. When he told me that didn't sound like a whole lot of money. He says, on the average night for me, I raise between $200 and $250. Now, you advertise this, which I'm doing through you, Jim, and the newspapers, for a benefit. You can raise between $300 to $600, and I will do it annually for you. So if you're up there at the Danish countryside Vines and Wines, please tell him thank you and buy his wine, and because he is helping the Atlantic Alzheimer's out.
Very good. So it sounds like you've got a lot of good help from around the area here in this effort.
And I've advertised this on Facebook, and I've had people step up to the places. How can we help you out? Mm-hmm. I said, all you have to do is ask me. I said, I'll put you to work.
Well, sadly, a lot of folks have experience with Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's can start, a lot of people think it's old age disease, which it is not. It can start as early as age 28, but we don't think about it. I forgot where I left my keys, or I forgot where I put something. And they did. It used to be the doctors wasn't even educated on it. They called it heart and other arteries. But nowadays, the doctors are getting educated. If finally. The government's helping us out, finally. It took a lot of beating of the heads to get them. The FDA has stepped up to the plate. After 5 years, the FDA has begun to realize that we can use this drug on patients. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is sign the waiver, and we'll use this and give the patient 6 more months of life. And we'll get the results we want back. FDA gets their results and gives the patient 6 more months of life.
You know, when you talk about fundraising events that are going to raise a few $100s or maybe a few $1,000s, the bigger picture, it doesn't look like it's a lot. But if everybody, if every community, every county does something like this, that can go a long way.
In Atlantic is a very caring town. I have no problems in raising money in the town of Atlantic because they says, what do you want me to do? My goal this year is between $4,000 to $5,000. Since I'm doing so many events, Hy-Vee said they'll donate water. The other grocery store is willing to donate stuff for me for the walk. Businesses you walk into, them, how can I help you? Is $100 enough, or do you want more?
Who are some of the other folks that are helping out? Like, for example, tonight when you go to do the work at Pizza Ranch to raise those funds.
Yeah, it's tonight. Mandy from Wells Fargo Bank. Mm-hmm. She was involved in a golf tournament with me. She's coming out to help. Donnie Drennan, if he's back from his fishing trip by then, he'll be out there. There's the other ones that will step up to the plate. A lot of Atlantic Kiwanis today, I just come from a Kiwana meeting, says, what do you want us to do? Mm-hmm. I said, come out and help me clean some tables off.
Do you have a local board who kind of oversees the fundraising and the efforts here?
Yes. There's me, Donnie Drennan, and Kelly Zimmerman's on the board of directors. And I got on Facebook, and I'm advertising this, and I have a couple of other people says, can we be on your board of directors too? Mm-hmm. So by the time this year's up, I should have about 2 more people on the board.
Sure.
So the money is just not coming to me. All checks made out should go to the Atlantic Alzheimer's. It'll be deposited in a bank, and there's only one way to get them checks out of the bank account is with 2 signatures, and that's me and Donnie Drennan. Mm-hmm. And then that check is wrote to the greater... the Greater Iowa Association of Alzheimer's.
Sure. Okay. So, hey, you're going to eat dinner tonight anyway, right?
Yeah.
You aren't skipping a meal. You're going to eat dinner tonight, so why not?
Everybody's got to eat.
Support the effort.
Yeah. Last year, up to Harlan, they did a walk. The other communities did walks. For Southwest Iowa, we raised $22,000. Now, Atlantic, even though I didn't do a golf tournament, still raised $3,200 last year.
Very
so,
good.
Atlantic is a very giving town, and I want to thank everybody that does write a check to me. And even comes out and just walks.
You bet. Good numbers, but hey, we can always have room for more, right?
You betcha.
All right, so that's tonight. That's from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Atlantic Pizza Ranch. If you want to come out and help out the effort, bring the family.
You're gonna just pitch in and help me.
Yeah, you're going to eat dinner anyway. They don't raise the price of pizza for this, right?
No.
See, you're going to eat dinner anyway. So come on out, have some fun. You don't have to do the dishes. You don't even have to clean the table.
No. And you can watch me work.
All right. Well, Randy, thanks for coming by, and thanks for the efforts you and the other volunteers put forth to help raise awareness and raise funds for the Alzheimer's effort.
And I want to thank you, Jim, for having me on there and for all the support you've given me in the past.